Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 4th of September 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. It's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for about 15 seconds for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from this conference if you do not want to stick around for our next. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour UTC, GMT, whatever you like to call it, on Echolink node 9229, known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, VE6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs, actually licensed radio amateurs, and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussions, and frankly, this week was another one where I just really wasn't feeling all that chipper, and I didn't come up with something for this week. So once again, anything that's on your mind is fair game this week. Now, I'm checking the dashboard here, and all the call signs are regular, so I don't need to explain how we do things here. Perhaps later, the ham conference will join us, and then I will recap that for the benefit of those over there. So, let me run down the list. I see PY2BIL, N4RNW, BE6UX, CK6BQQ, and KD9NDJ. And I'll start going down the list here. Now, that's the order they appear in, you know, bottom to top on the dashboard. But as I was jotting the call signs down as they popped up, it's a little bit different. So first on the list is N4RNW.
Well, I'll accept that call first in line. Thank you, Wayne. N4RNW here, Harold from Fort Myers, Florida, Southwest Florida. Nothing new down here. We had a hurricane go by midweek last week, and we just got some wind and rain off of it, no problem. Supposed to be a SpaceX launch at 9-something tonight in about another hour or so, and when they go off from the other coast of Florida, if it's a clear night, we can see it go up from here. 200 miles line of sight, so that's pretty neat. And if it's dark, it's kind of neat to see that, see the colors of the rocket and the staging and all that. So pretty neat. All right, well, good evening to you on this side of the world, and good morning to Reg and everybody else on that side of the world. Back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
All right. Well, thank you, Harold. And that sounds like that must be pretty awesome if you can see it from that far away. Ah. So happy viewing. Next on my list is PY2BIL.
Hello, everyone. This is PY2BIL, Guillermo out of São Paulo in Brazil. SDF username is G. Canary. So I guess when we don't have a specific topic for tonight, so just a brief update on what's going on my side. Not a lot. I managed to be a little bit more regular on the local repeaters on BMR and D-Star, which is a step forward into the right direction to keep my radios on and dry without humidity in there. But otherwise, just a lot of club activities to keep the club running, so a little bit of the boring side of the house. But otherwise, that's all I have to report. So back to you, Wayne. This is PY2BAL.
All right. Thank you, Guillermo. Good to hear from you again. And yes, This is the time of year for my local club. We kind of take a break during the summer because, you know, people have vacations and things like that going on. And September, we sort of have a tradition of having a picnic of some sort before we move into October and the rest of the year, where we start having regular meetings indoors, where we sit down and maybe have a presentation and so on. So anyway, we're about to get back into the swing of the regular year for our club here, and plus we've got some other things going on. So it's our first board meeting will be in a couple of days. So anyway, yeah, looking forward with some trepidation to the new year with our club up here. Okay, let me check the dashboard. I don't see any new call signs there. So next one on my list is BK6BQQ.
AB9FJ in the group, BK6BQQ. Well, that sounds good. Get the clubs doing their thing. Just what activity do you have happening in the near future?
Well, the big one is that we had a long-standing member and officer of the club who passed away this year. And he did not have any close relatives or children or anything, and so he left his entire estate to the club, and it's a tidy sum. I won't necessarily go into details about it, but the club is going to, a lot of things that had been dreams before are now in reach. So we'll see what comes of that. All right. Let me pass it back to Reg there to see if you want to follow up.
89FJ in the group, BK6BQQ. Well, that's always sad to hear. You know, we have a silent key happening, but it's always good to get things organized, and it sounds like it's happened. So, yeah, kudos to you, sir.
Okay, thank you, Reg. Next on my list here is VE6UX.
AB9FJ, V6UX. Not a whole lot happening here, about 16 degrees Celsius, 62 degrees Fahrenheit. Must be one of those ones that you reverse and it becomes the same thing. Still a lot of smoke here in Alberta and BC. Still a lot of fires out here, which is making it hard to grow things. And, of course, the smoke and lightning and thunder and everything caused us to miss the super blue moon that happened this month as well. Kids back in school here in Alberta. I'll be back in school in BC pretty soon. I guess everyone around here should be driving a little bit more carefully, but I see them getting pulled over regularly because they speed regularly. Happy birthday to you, Bill. I know it's a week late, but we keep an eye on that kind of thing here as well. Hopefully my audio is okay. My printer is not running. John keeps complaining about the noise in the background, so it should be pretty quiet out there. VE6UX back tonight.
Sounds pretty good to me, Michael. And a quick weather report here. My fancy thermometer here says it is 89 degrees Fahrenheit outside and 86 degrees Fahrenheit here in the shack, where my central air conditioner is struggling to keep up and not succeeding very well. So I have a couple of fans going on, so if you're hearing some wind noise, that's probably where it's coming from. Next on my list is KD9 and DJ.
Good evening, Wayne, and everybody on the group. Ken, I'm in Rand Tool. My XBS username is KDB. Not a lot to report from my end. We're back in the heat here. Not a big problem. And the sun's going down a little earlier and earlier, so summer is doomed. Other than that, I'm still fooling around with my single board computers and blowing them up with alarming regularity. This is KD9 NDJ.
Okay, just to let you know, Ken, there was a little bit of hum on you there. Not sure what that was all about, but maybe you've got a power supply thing going on there. I was able to copy you, though, just fine. And for the benefit of those of you like Michael, Reg, and Guillermo, we are right in the middle of a major summer three-day holiday weekend. It's called Labor Day up here. I think it has some kind of historical connection to unions and so forth, but nowadays it's just kind of the bookend to go with Memorial Day in the spring. So between Memorial Day and Labor Day, that's sort of officially summer. That's when swimming pools open, summer activities are scheduled, and so on. So this is kind of the last hurrah of the summer holidays. The next holiday, I think, is, it used to be Columbus Day, but I think now they're calling it, Indigenous Peoples Day or something like that. That's in October, the second week of October. And then after that, of course, we have Halloween. And, of course, they're already starting to sell Halloween merchandise. Anyway, let's see. I see November 8th, Alpha Lima Bravo has joined us. We do not have a special topic this week, so it's another open mic, anything on your mind. But I think you might still be listening to the welcoming greeting from the connector, from the conference. So I'm going to wait for a moment here and welcome you properly after you have had time to, after the welcome has had time to finish. So let me reset the timer. Okay, N8ALB, that call sign looks familiar. I'm pretty sure you've been here before. You know how we do this. We do not have a topic this week, so anything that's on your mind about amateur radio or even about other things, not necessarily amateur radio, we're already pretty close to being done here unless we have a bunch of new check-ins or rechecks. So this could be a short net. The reason why I mentioned that this is Labor Day weekend is maybe an explanation for why we have so many regulars who are missing, because they're probably out doing Labor Day weekend things right now. So, N8ALB, come forward and check in.
Well, thanks for the welcoming. This is N8ALB in Central Ohio. I just was going to check in. I know this is a technical net, and I was just a hardcore low-band HFCW operator, and all of a sudden I said, long story, but I decided to check into the high band, or to the OVHF, UHF, and I'm just trying to get up to speed. I think I read a book on DMR, a book on fusion, a book on DSTAR, and a lot of theory, but no practical experience there. But I think I listened to you guys, and I really enjoyed it. So I won't keep you. I was just going to, don't have too much technical stuff to add, although I can get technical. So I will just send it back to you guys. Maybe I think this is Australia. I know it is, so I just hope everybody had a happy Father's Day there. So I'll turn it back to Net Control, N8ALB.
Okay, real quick, would you like to give us your handle and your QTH?
Okay, handle here is John. The handle here in John, and the QTH happens to be Newark, Ohio, which is about 30 miles east of Columbus, Ohio, which is the capital of Ohio. And we're all called Buckeyes here in Ohio. So back to Net Control, N8ALB, handle John.
Okay, thank you, John. And actually, this is not a really especially technical net. I think it's mostly social. We do occasionally get some technical questions, and then we get a little bit hardcore. But you don't have to be, you know, a math genius or a physicist to appreciate. So, thank you for joining us again. You've been here at least once before. That's why I recognized your call sign. So anyway, moving along, I see that the HAM conference has joined us. So this sounds like a good time for me to rewind and open with, this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot. It stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's some kind of anime thing that I don't really understand, but it's nice and short and sweet and easy to type. I think it's probably even a good CW, a Morse code. Anyway, you can learn more about it by going to sdf.org. You can get yourself a free account, and you can do all kinds of neat stuff with it. Set up a website, you know, email. For example, you can sign up using your call sign so that your email address will be your call sign at sdf.org. It's kind of handy. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. So all you stations out there on the Ham Conference, which has just now joined the TechLink Conference, we do this every week at the same time, Monday at 0 GMT UTC Zulu for an hour or so. And now I'm ready to take check-ins from either from the Ham Conference or from anywhere else. Okay, nothing heard so far. And I just acknowledge that Michael posted a link to the Wikipedia page for the Super Dimension Fortress Macross, I think, was maybe the name of the anime series. If you want to know more, check out the chat here in the Echolink PC app for more information. So, at this point, I'm open to any new check-ins from the Ham Conference or any rechecks from those who are here on Echolink. Please call now.
PY2BIO.
Go ahead, Guillermo.
Thanks, Wayne. This is PY2BIO, recheck. I just wanted to say thanks to Michael for the birthday wishes, B6UX, right? It was, yeah, exactly a week ago, so that's why I didn't join the net on that evening, because we had a little family thing going on here. And I believe that Michael said hi over Facebook, if I'm not mistaken. And so I just wanted to say thanks for that. And that's all. Back to you, Wayne, PY2BIL.
Okay, well, a belated happy birthday to you. Do you want to tell us how many candles were on the cake?
Yeah, that's not a problem. It starts with a 6 and ends with a 4. Back to you.
Okay, a power of 2. That's cool. Celebrate that. All right, next year, not so much. All right. Thank you for sharing that with us. Do we have any other rechecks or new check-ins? So let me just ask VE6UX. He says that he watched the Macross anime with his kids a few years ago. 40 years ago. So anyway, could you give us a capsule review of what that's about, Michael?
Well, apparently some giant spacecraft landed on Earth. They worked on it and got it back up in the sky. They used parts from our particular era of military. So part of the Macross ship had an aircraft carrier and a few other things attached to it. They launched it, and as soon as they launched it, some other super race came in and started to beat us up. So that's basically the military aspect of it. And then the civilian aspect of it is when they launched it, there was a bunch of civilians. Macross City was on board it. And there was a young singer named Minmay, and the socialites gathered around her. So it was a social and military show. The kids liked it quite well, and my son still has and harbors toys from that era, as well from Transformers V6UX.
Aha, okay, well now I know a lot more than I did before. That actually sounds halfway interesting, so I might look around to see if I can find it online somewhere. So, thank you for that capsule review, and I'm open to a recheck or new check-in. All right, it looks like we're running out of steam today, so it's probably about time for me to do the final call before we wrap up the net. So, if you have anything to talk about, please call now before we close things down. Okay, I think that will do it for this week. That's okay. This is, you know, a slow summer dog day kind of weekend here. So let's see if I have any announcements or anything here. If you don't already know about it, we have a mailing list that you can sign up for. Go to sdsarc.org to find out how to do that. A very low volume mailing list, perhaps one or two messages per week. And that's it. I think that's about it. So this concludes this week's SBF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net at, let's call it 0025 UTC. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, it looks like the NB0X script thingy did not visit us this week. So, more when we find out the status of that later. But you can always go into SDF, go into COM, and some of us are already in the Anon radio room. So with that, I'll say this is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73.
VE6UX, VK6PQQ.